Now joining us is our Dr. Leah with a health tip for this week. And we are so excited every time we get to talk to Dr. Leah because I am so knowledgeable because of her. I'm not kidding you.
And we don't miss a day without our vitamin D.
No.
You don't miss a day without the shower with the cold water under the arms.
Never.
So, you know, I mean, we're just information full.
And we stopped having that soup. Because it was bad for your thyroid that she told us
the
about.
The cabbage soup. That's right. If you stay tuned to Dr. Leah,
you'll learn a lot.
Going to be very smart.
Don't eat a lot of cabbage if you don't want it to affect your thyroid.
That's
so
right.
Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Would you like us to do the tip for you today, Dr. Leah?
No, my phone went dead. I had to actually go run and get a different phone.
Oh, you missed the whole thing. It's a good thing I could talk through it.
I was like going,
or fall
phone.
Asleep. Good thing you didn't fall asleep.
Maybe some of our audience fell asleep. No, don't fall asleep.
Don't
it's very
asleep.
Foggy.
No, I heard you falling asleep in the show.
Yes, it was very bad.
And
Dr.
then I get
Leah.
An email from Pam at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what is she doing up at 4 o'clock?
She's always
you
up
know
at 4.
You know what I said? It was so funny, the email. I said, good tip, Dr. Leah. Talk to you in a few hours.
I know. I saw it. I'm looking going, when did she mail this?
Yes, but I have a good one on Pam. You see, I knew we had to come in early today to do some recording. So she calls me and goes, Rochelle, this is your friendly wake up. I just want to remind you. And I go, where do you think I'm sitting? She goes, I don't know. Where are you? I said, I'm in the lobby waiting for you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That was
so
a real.
See,
that
what
was
happens?
A shocker.
If I take a little vacation, I'm just
the whole
charged.
Month off.
Good.
Now she's
trouble.
Back on the horse.
So what's our tip, Dr. Leah?
Well, this is kind of a follow-up from last week's detox. You know, I talked about different things to do to detox and skin brushing and all that kind of stuff. Massage is also a great way to either enhance the detox that you're doing or kind of in general just get things moving out of your body. It's, I don't know, a lot of people get deep massages nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't require a deep tissue massage. It can be a light, what they call lymphatic massage.
Oh, that would feel good.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be deep. People think, I have to have a deep.
Well, yeah, because then it hurts.
I was a massage therapist for years before I got my naturopathic degree, and I don't like deep massages on myself.
Do you know, I had one in Arizona, and honestly, Dr. Leah, I couldn't walk for 3 days.
Yeah.
They
that's
really
not
got
good.
Me.
That's
no.
Not
like
good.
That, it's not beneficial.
No.
When you're laying there, and you're going, oh,
I know.
That's not, it has to
well,
be
it's not relaxing.
No, it's not, and that's the point of it. I mean,
right.
Yes, we can get lactic acid buildup in our muscles, which causes soreness, and you can get lymph that's not draining and all that, but it doesn't require deep tissue to do that.
Well, it makes sense that it's a detox because every time after a massage, they want you to drink a lot of water.
Yep.
Right.
And, you know, they say drink a lot of water so you can flush out all
right.
those, you know, chemicals. And, you know, so you know it's got to be good for you.
Absolutely.
How many massages do you think you should have a month?
Well, I would say minimum once a month would be ideal for us. I mean,
okay.
if you're under a lot more stress, or if you're actually doing a detox, once a week is a good idea.
Oh.
A lot of people can't afford that, but
right.
our insurance companies, a lot of insurance companies cover massage.
That's true.
And you just need a prescription from the doctor or...
That you need one.
Mm-hmm. Some do. Some, depending on your plan, some plans you can self-refer.
Mm.
But a lot of them, I get emails all the time from patients saying, can you write me a prescription for massage? And I usually write it for once a week, you know, because some people, they need it that often. But
well, that's nice to have your insurance pay for it.
It's nice to have your doctor order it up.
I
usually ask my doctor
happen.
To, you know, write me a prescription to go to Hawaii.
There you go.
Yeah.
Would insurance cover that?
No.
You can say vitamin D therapy.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dr. Leah. I never thought of that.
Natural vitamin D therapy. Well, that's what we should start doing.
That's very cute.
Sun. So,
that's
yeah,
very
go
cute.
Get your massage and go get some sun, too. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's very good advice. In fact, you know, last week you did chat about the detox, and I ran out and I got beets and I got artichokes.
Oh,
and I put it in a big salad. And, you know, it was very satisfying because
yes.
there was so much in there.
Lots
it was,
of color.
And flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of flavor.
Yeah. And it fills
was,
you up.
It does fill you up, and you feel very, very satisfied, and you know you're eating good, healthy, hearty food.
Well, I don't think a lot of us think about beets being something that would help you detox.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that was sort of another one of those aha moments.
People don't like beets.
Pardon me?
They don't like beets? Gee, I don't find them offensive. You can cook them. You know, you can open up the can and have them that way. But if you cook a real beet, you know, and just roast it, oh, there's so much flavor to it.
You can also juice them. If you have a juicer, which I know not everybody has those, but you can juice them, and they're really flavorful, like beets with carrots, and sometimes I'll add a pear. And that gives that little bit of the sweetness and some fiber. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's all sorts of things you can do with them.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Leah, we just love your advice, so you have to keep giving it to us.
Great to chat with you.
Well,
you
it's too, always Dr. great Leah. To chat
with you. And, of
course,
to get a hold of Dr. Leah, go to chatwithwomen.com. On our webpage is Dr. Leah. Dr. Leah, go ahead and give out your phone number, too.
My phone number in Bellevue is 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Have a great day.